So let's review. Amar Rabbami, Tumtum Shenikra Benim Tzachar Einan Eitel Pishnayim. A Tumtum who is open and found to be a male, even if he was a firstborn of his father, he's not eligible to receive a double portion in his father's estate because the Pasuk states, V'hoya ha-ben ha-bachar lasnia, achihei ben mishas havaya. A bachar receives Pishnayim only if his gender was known at the time of birth. The Gemara proceeds with several other halachas that do not apply to Tumtum Shenikra Benim Tzachar. Af Einan Nidun Ki Ben Seir Umayra. If he rebelled against his father and mother, he does not become a ben seir amayra because the pasuk there states ki yia leish ben seir amayra achehi ben mishas havaya. Only becomes a ben seir amayra only if his gender was known at the time of birth. Af inem amayit chelik b'chayra. If he was not the firstborn son, his portion does not minimize the b'chayra's additional portion, which is equivalent to one brother's portion, because the pasuk states v'yoldu le'bonim achehi ben mishas leida. The Bechay receives a double portion as per brothers whose gender was known at the time of birth. As Rashbam explains, Im nichzei ha'av tes manim behein shleisha banim, Bechay hu pashut v'tumtim. The father's estate consists of 900 zuz, and he had three sons, a Bechay, a regular son, and a tumtim. Cholkim ha'nechasim tchilu l'shleisha chalokim ki'ilu enkan ki'im Bechay hu pashut. The estate is initially divided into three portions of 300 zuz each, two for the Bechay and one for the pashut. And chelik Bechay hu shleisha manim. The Bechor first gets his additional portion of 300 zuz, which is equivalent to the portion of the brother of the Pashut, because we do not consider the Tumtum. Then, the remaining 600 are divided among all three sons at 200 each. Turns out that the Bechor gets a total of 500, while the Pashut and Tumtum each get 200. However, if we were to say that the Tumtum does minimize the Bechor's portion, Bechor Neutel Arba V'chatzi Monim, Pishnaim Keneged Kol Echad Be'echad. The estate would initially be divided into four portions, 225 each, and the Bechor would only get a total of 450, double the portion of one brother. The Gemara continues, Af Einan Nimo L'Shmoina. As the Rashbam adds, Litchei Shabbos, his Mila does not need to be performed on the eighth day, and therefore may not be performed on Shabbos, because the Pasuk states, Ish Leki Sazriya V'yaldo Zachru B'yemish Mina Yimo. A mila must be performed the eighth day only if his gender was known at the time of birth. Af ein imi tamei leida, his mother does not become tummy through his birth because of the same pasuk. Ichaki zasriya b'yaldo zachar b'tamah shivas yamim. Zachar mishas leida, a mother becomes tummy only if the child's gender was known at the time of birth. The Gemara, however, brings proof otherwise from a b'raisa that imi tamei leida, the mother of a tumtum shenikra, does become tummy tumas leida. Apparently, because in this pasuk we do not darshan the words v'yaldo zachar, and accordingly it would seem that nima lishmoina, his mila must be performed on the eighth day, even on Shabbos. However, the Gemara explains, perhaps tana svuki misafkalei ulechumra. It's doubtful whether we darshan the words in this pasuk. Therefore, we must take rules stringently in both cases, imi tamei leida and einan nima lishmoina. The Gemara returns to Rav Ami's initial halacha that tumtum shenikra benim tzachar einan eitel pishnayim, and cites proof from a brace that darshans the pasuk v'hoya ben abachar lasnia losis loy pishnayim. The word ben excludes ben v'loy tumtum. A tumtum shenikra does not receive pishnayim, and the word habachar excludes bachar v'loy safik. If it was uncertain whether or not he was the firstborn son, he does not get pishnayim, as in the case of shtei nashim sheyodu beizachar b'machabe. If two women married to the same husband gave birth to two sons while in hiding, and it was not certain which son was born first, it depends. If the Bechor was initially identified and only afterward the two were mixed up, they can together collect Pishnayim from the other brothers as follows. One writes a document of authorization to the other, and he collects the additional portion for either one of them from the other brothers. However, Lehukru ain't Kais bin Harsha Zelazeh. If the Bechor was never identified, they cannot collect Pishnayim even with a Harsha because of the Pasuk Bechor v'loy Safik. A Bechor collects Pishnayim only if he was identified as the Bechor at the time of birth. The Gemara returns to the halacha that was mentioned in the previous daf regarding the father's ability to identify one of his sons as the firstborn and cites a brisa in which there is the following machloikis. The Pasuk reads as follows, Ki as ha-Bechor ben asnua yakar losit le-Pishnayim. The word yakar teaches yakirenu la-acherim. He shall make him known to others. Even in the case mentioned in the later brayse, the father is believed to identify one of his sons as the Bechor, even where another son was known as the Bechor. The father is not believed in this case. As the later Brisa states, the father is not believed to say that one son is the Bechar, where there was an established chazaka that another son was the Bechar. And according to the Chacham, the word Yaakir refers to Bitzar Chakera. The father is believed to identify one son as the Bechar only where there is no chazaka. It is unknown which son is the firstborn. And the Gemara elaborates that according to the Chacham, regarding the assets that the father currently owns, the pasuk of Yaakir is not needed because the Iboya Meisver LeMatana Milo Yohavale. Since the father now has the authority to give his son these assets as a gift, he is therefore believed that his son inherits these assets as a Bechar. But Rabbi ben Chasim Shanaflu LaAchemekein, regarding the assets that the father later acquires, the pasuk is needed because Ein Odemakna Dabash LeBaloilim. The father cannot make a transaction now to take effect later when he acquires these assets. Therefore, there is no Migui. However, according to a mayor who holds other makna davish label oilam, one can make a transaction now to take effect later, the pasuk is needed only for nechasim shenafle kishu geisis, the assets the father will acquire while on his deathbed, because as Rashbam explains, da'afil b'shosha bo'u liyodai ein yachal lehaknoisan v'koshke mekoidim lekein. Since he cannot make the transaction of the gift at the time he acquires these assets because he's a geisis, he cannot make this transaction now either, even according to a mayor, and therefore there is no migui. The Gemara relates that precisely such a question was brought before Shmuel. There was an established chazaka that one son was the firstborn, and the father identified another son as the firstborn. And Shmuel Masafkele, Iker Rabbi Yehuda, Iker Rabbanan. Shmuel was uncertain whether the halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanan, and they therefore ruled, Kaisvin Harsha Zelaze. One son writes a document of authorization for the other son, and he collects the additional portion for either of one, but each son alone cannot collect pishnayim. The daf concludes with the following halacha. Amar b'yichnan, Amar benihu, b'chazav amar avdihu, ein neman. If a person first identified one as his son, and then claimed that he is his servant, his second claim is not believed, as Rashbam explains, because kimin sheket shuvein l'chazer magid, one cannot retract his testimony. And we cannot say that it's not a retraction, but an explanation that he is indeed avdi, but he referred to him earlier as Bani because you're Oyev or Kibinai, because the Inder Chodin Layachas La Abdul Kreisi Bani Bishlul Shum Chiba. A person would not call his servant his son, even if he loves him very much. However, Avdihu V'chazav Amma Benihu Neman, the Mishamash Lika Abdukamar. If he first identified him as his servant and then claimed that he is his son, his second claim is believed, as Rashbam explains, because we can say that this is not a retraction, but an explanation that he is indeed Bini, but he referred to him earlier as Avdi because Lefishu Mishamsha Yesimidai Ki Ilahu Avdi. He serves him on the level of a servant. However, V'chilufei Abes Amechas. The reverse holds true when paying taxes, because he must pay the tax for his servant but not for his son. Therefore, Hayo'ivar Abes Amechas V'amar Benihu B'chazav V'amar Avdihu Neman. Because it makes sense to say that he's actually Avdi, but he told the tax collector that he is Bani to be exempt from the tax. However, Amar Avdihu b'chazav Amar Benihu ain't a neman, because he would not refer to Bani as Avdi before the tax collector, because that would obligate him in the tax.